Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get on up. Everybody up there.
Get into it.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on KMBZ 980 AM or for joining us via podcast on Apple or on Spotify. We greatly appreciate it. Or if you're joining us on the website, grillnationshow.com, thank you so much. I appreciate everyone listening again today and for interacting with us on social media. Again, you connect with me on social media at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. We're going to be talking today about an extremely interesting topic, one that with it being so cold outside and with so many things happening, it's something that I somewhat suffer from sometimes, pain, not chronic pain, but, you know, with it being cold out, I've noticed these things a lot more. We're going to have an expert on today. Dr. Saad Saeed is with us. He is a standing pain management specialist in Kansas City and in the region who treats patients who suffered or are suffering from chronic pain and have not found relief from other modalities of treatment. He specializes in acute and chronic pain management. The website for more information on this is pain.com. Welcome to the show, doctor. I'm just going to call you doctor. I apologize for that. I have my talking points up here, but really excited to have you on today, as well as a patient of yours, James Clark, who will be joining us here briefly and shortly. Let us know a little bit about yourself. I know that you're a specialist, and I'd like to know more about your background and your training and kind of what you do on a daily basis to help people.
Sure, definitely. Thank you for having me. It's really an honor to be on your show. Briefly, you know, I was born in St. Louis. I actually grew up in the Middle East in Saudi Arabia, and then went to Mizzou for my undergraduate degree.
Oh, good. That's where I went to law school at. So we're both Tigers. That's a positive.
Exactly. It's a very big positive, although it's sacrilegious here in Kansas City. But then I did my med school at Saba University, which is a school based out of Dutch Caribbean, and did the rest of my clinical rotations at St. Luke's on the Plaza. Then went to UMKC for my intern year in internal medicine, and then I went to Washington University in St. Louis for both my anesthesiology training and my pain fellowship training. Surprisingly, my bachelor's was in computer science. So I think a little bit of, you know, the technology that's advancing in pain management, really it's interesting to me because of my background in computer science and how it kind of interacts with the body. It's really an exciting space to be in.
Very much so. How long did all that take for you to do? I mean, that's quite a journey.
I lost count. I mean, you know, from high school and then 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and then 4 years plus another year of fellowship. So what, 12, 15 years of training?
Yeah, it's quite a much. I always wonder that because I have friends that have been through medical school or who are in the medical profession. And as someone who went to law school, but isn't a full-time practicing attorney anymore, of course, I always just felt like you all had to work a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, every specialty, every career, every job has its own challenges, you know, but it's an honor to really be on this path that I'm on.
Dr. Saad Said is with us today. Again, pain management specialist. So real quickly, kind of what is the difference between a pain management specialist and kind of what other doctors do? What kind of makes you unique in this world of chronic pain?
It's a really good question. You know, pain in itself, it's such a vast field that, you know, medicine has become, as we progress and we learn more and more, medicine has become compartmentalized only because of the vast amounts of information. And so your regular doctor will be able to kind of treat your pain with, you know, your regular medications. However, with chronic pain management specialists and people who are fellowship and board certified, we have other tools such as, you know, multimodal disciplinary, you know, behavioral therapy, psychological therapy, injection therapy, physical therapy. And so in conjunction with all those together, I think we can really help a lot of patients.
That's awesome. And before we get to our next segment, how do people connect with you? Where are you out of? How do we actually connect with you in person?
So I work for Olathe Health System, Olathe Medical Center here on 151st Street in Olathe, Kansas. And I've been here about almost going on 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What is your relationship with Boston Scientific? We're going to be talking about some of the technology that they put out on the show with spinal cord stimulation, especially. That's something that I, when I was doing my research for the show today, you know, I had never heard of. And then I was out at a restaurant or I was at some sort of, maybe it was during the Super Bowl. I was talking to someone about this upcoming show and they knew everything about it already. And I was just blown away because I had never heard of it. And, But Boston Scientific, pain.com is how we got connected. How does that all work in the medical world? And you know, we're going to preview a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today.
Right, right. So spinal cord stimulation is a really exciting technology that it's one of the tools that we have to actually help people with chronic pain who have tried the traditional methods of injections and physical therapy. And so without getting into too much detail right now, it's just an exciting field and that can really change people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And pain.com is where all the information is about spinal cord stimulation, SCS. It's relief tailored for your pain. And they have a really good website there with a bunch of FAQs. And it's where I learned about it because I'm 41, doctor. And, you know, it's weird. I'm not young, I'm not old, but there's times where I'll get a pain when I'm running or I'll bend over or I'll just normal tasks. And I'm like, holy crap, that's really painful. But then it usually goes away in a week. So I'm lucky enough to not have, or, you know, in a day or two, I'm lucky enough to not have to come see you yet. But I know there's a lot of people that do. And we're going to talk about that on today's show. I want to kind of dive as deep as possible. And we're going to be joined here in our second segment again throughout the entire show with one of your patients who's actually gone through this and had their life changed for the better by working with you. And I'm very interested to kind of learn more about his journey as well. He'll be joining us here shortly. Anything else you want to mention on this first segment? We have about a minute left. We can connect with you and really kind of how they explore more about this.
Like I said, I'm located at Olathe Health System, but pain.com has some of my information on there. You can always ask your doctors to kind of send a referral over to my office. And I'm, you know, happy to have a consultation with a lot of patients. And you bring up a good point how, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you're like, wow, it hurts a little bit. I'm one of the unfortunate people when I was around my early 20s, I actually threw my back out and herniated a disc and actually needed to see a pain management specialist myself. And I think that's kind of what intrigued my interest in seeing how much better I got after a significant injury where I was essentially bedbound for like 4 or 5 days. So I see that side of people's lives and I've experienced it. And so that I think gives me a better insight into help people.
Very good information. There's always that story about why and how it touched you and what's next. So I'm excited to learn more. We're going to talk all about spinal cord stimulation on this show. We're going to talk about chronic pain and how you can actually treat it and learn more about this procedure and this work that the doctor does, you know, and what are the restrictions? How long does it last? Does it affect your whole body? So many questions to be asked on the Grill Nation show today. Thank you again for joining us on 980 AM or via podcast. We'll be right back.
Head underwater and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder, even I know that.
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend.
Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on KNBZ 980 AM, or if you're joining us today via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. You can listen to us on Apple or on Spotify as well. You can find all of our guests, our shows at grillnationshow.com. I have all of them posted, as well as information about what we talked about on each and every show. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Saad Syed, who is the is a pain management specialist who treats patients who suffer from chronic pain and have not found relief from other forms of treatment. He specializes in acute and chronic pain management. He's with Olathe Health. Their website is olathehealth.org. If you want to learn more about him, also you can go to pain.com. Fascinating website that has all kinds of great information. And you can also connect with Doctor on there or with Boston Scientific. Just a lot of ways to understand your pain. And I want to start there. And again, we're going to be we're joined as well by James Clark, who's a patient of Doctor. And I want to work him in here as much as we can. We're taping this via Zoom under a day of power outages and minus 15. So this is not normal for us here in Kansas City. First off, doctor, why don't you explain to us what actually chronic pain is and, you know, how you would define it?
In its simplest terms, chronic pain is basically pain in a specific area in your body that lingers on for more than 3 months. More commonly, it's understood to be basically someone could have, you know, a headache or a backache or pain that they got from after surgery, whether it was a hernia surgery or a back surgery, that just kind of basically lingers on and really impacts your day-to-day quality of life.
So over 3 months, any examples you want to give us of maybe things some of our listeners have dealt with that you think are most common as far as when you see someone that says, I have pain and it's, you know, immediately it's chronic, where is that and what are some examples of that?
Some people may have issues where, you know, they have like rheumatoid arthritis. And because of that disease process, they start developing, you know, expedited arthritis or worsening arthritis in the lower back or knees or joints. Then that is basically a really typical example of people who develop chronic pain in that regard. Because, you know, with rheumatoid, unlike other diseases, it actually affects the formation of the joints and destroys it in that sense on a microscopic level. Or people who, you know, have hernia surgery and everything gets corrected, but then that sharp pain that is from the nerve being damaged, that lingers on. And I think that's probably what we see a lot of, unfortunately.
And what are the traditional treatments for these types of pains? Not what you do, but why are they not as effective is what we're going to talk about today, and what kind of long-term problems can occur because of them?
Certainly. Most of the traditional treatments that people do or utilize is just, you know, using ice or heat or stretching. And then if that usually doesn't work, then they'll see their doctor and they'll get, you know, some Tylenol, ibuprofen like medications and different doses of those, different strength and formulations of those. And if that doesn't work, then basically they'll go and get the next step, which is stronger opioid medications. And when they get to that point, that's where, you know, we start seeing and hearing about the negative effects of the opioid epidemic and pandemic. And so before they get to that point, that's where we kind of come in and try to help with a multimodal approach so that they don't get to that point where they're dependent on medications for the rest of their life.
And that's great information. We'll get more into kind of that opiate epidemic. I want to bring on James Clark, who's a patient of yours, to learn more about kind of what he's been dealing with in his life. James, welcome to the show. Can you give us an example of kind of some of the chronic pain you were dealing with and some of the treatments maybe that weren't as effective as what you saw when you went and talked to the doctor here?
Yes, happy to help. I met the doctor some time ago, year and a half ago, because I was having extreme pain in my lower back, and the doctor prescribing some injections, and they helped immensely, but they were short-lived, and then I had to get more injections. And then when this new device from Boston Scientific was presented, I did a test with it, and the test was just wonderful. I had it for a week, and I just wanted more. But unfortunately, I had a wound injury I needed to heal before I could have any implants. So once the implant was placed in my back, I just felt like a whole new person, and I have ever since. And it's just wonderful.
It's pretty amazing when you hear someone say that they couldn't wait to go back to the doctor. I mean, I love hearing that. That's a good thing, doctor said. I when you talk about injections, is that kind of something that is normal at the beginning, doctor?
Yeah, certainly. You know, there's various types of injections that we do in various parts of the body, and what we inject can range from, you know, biological gels or stem cells. But traditionally, most time we use cortisone, and depending on which part of the body or the technique we're using, we use a certain type of cortisone. And what that does is it tries to reduce some of the inflammation and swelling that's causing the pain, and then hopefully allow the body to kind of heal. And so then you can do some therapy, some stretching, so that you can get back to your normal functionality. And then unfortunately, sometimes, as you said, they're short-lived only because the problem has gone too far along.
Mm-hmm. So this opioid epidemic, you know, I never really heard about it until maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 now. I don't know how long it's been, but I just started hearing about it because of policy implications and how big of a widespread epidemic it was. You know, do you feel like more steps are being taken now to kind of move away from that kind of treatments?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you just look at the news with the certain litigation that's happening at a large scale, and I think that was part of the problem back in the 90s. You know, it was sold as the end-all, be-all pill, that magic pill that will help people, without realizing that it's addictive and it has a lot of side effects, you know. So I think it's a multi-layered problem, you know, where physicians were told something, and so they prescribed it a lot in the 90s, and then even up until, you know, the last few years. But now you can see with the CDC changing their guidelines, I think that there's a culture shift being done from the beginning of training to let people know that this isn't the answer. Unless you have cancer pain or something that, you know, is an end of life palliative situation, it's really not the best thing to do for patients because it has many side effects. And so, you know, instead of treating the symptom of pain, we got to treat what causes the pain. And I think that's where we come in there.
James mentioned this, spinal cord stimulation is kind of our main topic today. What is it? How did you hear about it, and what does it do?
Spinal cord stimulation, in layman's terms, the example that I use is basically a pacemaker for your back pain. So we all know the pacemaker, it looks about this big, you know, and so it's basically a device that's attached to a couple of wires. That's about as thin as a fishing line. And what it does is it goes inside your body, and it stimulates the spinal cord using electrical signals on a microscopic level. And what that does is hopefully it overloads the system so that the pain signals that your body part is sending to your brain, it tries to interrupt that so that we can kind of get that under control and you can function somewhat without needing all these other issues.
When did you hear about this type of,
spinal cord stimulation has been around for many years, actually. But over the last 5 years, when I was in training, really, it was a big shift in an advancement in research and technology, where they started researching, you know, certain pulse width and certain frequency of stimulation of the electrical signals. And that permutation, that combination of certain of the research showed that, you know, people who were only getting, you know, 30-40% improvement of their chronic pain were getting almost 75-80%, to the point where some people were able to walk where they couldn't walk, and some people were able to get off all their medications. So I would say the last 3 to 5 years, it's really been a significant improvement in this technology.
There's more information on spinal cord stimulation is at pain.com. It's a proven drug-free therapy that can be personalized to deliver the lasting relief you need, when you need it, and where you need it. So this really is pretty innovative. I like that you just said that, you know, in the last few years, there's been a lot of changes. And it seems to me, based upon what James has been telling us, doctor, that, you know, this is a lot better than traditional treatments, and especially a lot better than, you know, taking opioids. I mean, I can't even imagine why more people aren't moving to this, and hopefully they will be.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I think, like I said, it's the last few years have been really significant, and I think with the help of the education that's getting out there and patients understanding and physicians understanding that, you know, the opioids have so many side effects and they can really affect, you know, from hormones to constipation to just addiction, and it can really put you down a significant path where you don't want to really go. And so, you know, besides spinal cord stimulation, we have so much that we can offer these patients that they can get treatment with injections where we can do that. There's radiofrequency ablation, which we can do that. And so along with spinal cord stimulation, we can really, really help a lot of these patients without utilizing opioids for long term. Now, obviously, for short term, if you break a bone or something like that, it's definitely appropriate to use it. But when we're talking about, you know, more than 3 to 6 months, a year or two, we want to avoid usage of those kind of medications.
Very much so. And appreciate you guys listening to us today. We're going to break down after the break what patients can expect. What are there any safety concerns? Is there a trial period, a test period? Does insurance cover this? What is the size again? Will you ever need medication? So many questions to ask about spinal cord stimulation. Again, the website is pain.com. Understand it, learn about it, and see how you can relieve your symptoms and pain. Go to pain.com. We'll be right back with more Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us today on the radio on 980 AM or via podcast on Apple or Spotify. Everybody, and welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM or on podcast. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I appreciate you joining us again this week for the show. Very interesting topic. We're talking about chronic pain management today and spinal cord stimulation. The website for more information is pain.com. Nobody likes pain, so if you want to relieve it, go to pain.com. Dr. Saad Syed is our guest. He is a pain management specialist who deals in this type of treatment. He specializes in acute and chronic pain management. Also joined today by a patient of his, James Clark, who went through this treatment. And I want to start there because we've talked about kind of what it is, what it kind of does. But I really want to talk about kind of now what patients can expect or should expect. So let's start there. We'll start with doctor, and then we'll move to James and learn kind of what he learned throughout the process. So what could or should patients expect with spinal cord stimulation? You know, what does the beginning of the process look like, doctor?
Definitely. It's a very good question. You know, if used for the correct indication, there are certain indications that we utilize. And if it's successful, patients should expect really at minimum 50% relief of their day-to-day activity. They should be able to, you know, be able to walk better. They should be able to stand up better. And, you know, a lot of patients will tell me that they can't even cook dinner for more than 5 minutes at a time. And so after implantation, that if it's successful, they're able to stand up straight for like 20, 30 minutes at a time and be able to walk, you know. So like I said, there's certain indications for people like who've had back surgery or have trauma in certain parts of the body. That's where we utilize it for.
And is there a trial period or a test period before a patient commits to it? What is that?
Certainly. Yeah. So what we do is we get the we send it for insurance authorization, and there's usually a psychological evaluation to make sure that, you know, people understand that what's happened to them, because it's a foreign body that's being placed into their body, actually. And so what they do is once we get all the approval, patients will come in and we'll actually place temporary wires as if they were receiving an injection, same kind of technique. And then we tape it up and then they go home for a week. It's attached to an external battery to simulate what would be the real thing. And they work very closely with a representative, and usually within a few days, they're doing a lot better.
That's interesting. James, welcome back to the show. James Clark, who's a patient who's gone through with this. What did it look like for you? You mentioned you had injuries and you had problems and pain, and you just decided, you know, let's do this. What the beginning of the program look like for you, James, if you could kind of take us through kind of the inside of what it was like and, you know, why you decided to do it. And let's start there.
Well, after many injections, the doctor had introduced me to this control mechanism, and I wore it for a week. And I tell you, all I wanted to do was not give the trial back, because it was doing such a wonderful job. I walked in with a walker and basically pushed the walker aside, and I am so thrilled that I've had this done, and it's made such a tremendous difference in my life.
So you didn't have any issues with this being implanted for the trial phase, and no issues with it being, you know, the size of it?
No problem there. I enjoyed the fact that it took my pain away, and that's with the ultimate desire, and believe me, it has worked fantastically.
Wow, that's great to hear. Are there any safety concerns? And when you start this program with people like James, does it work in multiple pain areas, or does it alleviate all pain?
So, very good question. Main safety concerns is procedural initially. It's like, you know, the risk of infection and bleeding. And, you know, we take the necessary precautions for that with antibiotics and whatnot and sterile technique. Going forward, you know, once it's in permanently, there's always the main risk, I would say, is a malfunction or breakage, but that's very rare. I've only seen one or two cases over the hundreds I've done. In that regard, it's a very safe product to utilize. And does it alleviate all pain? No, it doesn't alleviate all pain. Nothing really can.
I you could be a healthy 25-year-old individual who's, you know, 100% healthy, and you'll get a pain once in a while.
Exactly. And so it does not eliminate all pain. And there's multiple different vendors and manufacturers, Boston Scientific being one of them. And each of them do essentially the same thing, but some do a little bit better than others. And so it's really created for people initially that had back surgery and still have constant pain in their back or down their legs, or people, same thing with their neck surgery and have pain in their arms. It's created for people who have poor circulation, and as a result, they've had nerve damage in their legs. And so that's what it was initially created for. But now what we know is with ever-changing research and more advancement, the indications for usage is changing, actually. You know, there's multiple studies ongoing for more areas than the traditional that we thought about, you know. And so people who've got abdominal pain, who've got chest pain, there's a lot of research being done into that, so that hopefully one day we can utilize it for that too as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. And yeah, usually sometimes when you get a pain in your back, sometimes you also have it in your shoulder, or just it kind of moves, you know, like, and so that's interesting to know if it can work in multiple areas. What you mentioned insurance. Does insurance cover the cost of SCS spinal cord stimulation?
Yes. Definitely. Most commercial insurances, including Medicare, will definitely cover the pretty much majority of the cost, minus obviously deductible. Every insurance is different, and everything is changing in the insurance world and the little nuances. But yes, it's predominantly covered if used for the correct indication. Yes.
Well, that's a bonus and a plus for many people, obviously, with everything going on and how much you pay for healthcare. That is really good to know. doctor, again, what is the size of this? You mentioned it. It's the size of like a pacemaker, correct?
It's actually, yeah. So actually now pacemakers for the heart are even getting smaller and smaller. So I have to say it's a little bit bigger than that. So I would say it's about 1.5 inch by 2 inches and half an inch thick. So I have it on screen here. I don't know if you can see it.
It looks very small. Is that a rechargeable battery, or how does that battery work in there? And is that, what's that process look like?
Very good question. So they make two types. There's a rechargeable version and a non-rechargeable version. The rechargeable version is lithium ion also, and it lasts a little bit longer, on average about 10 to 12 years, depending on the manufacturer. And the non-rechargeable one is average, they say 3 to 5 years. But again, all that is dependent on how much energy your body is requiring, right? So if you utilize a lot of energy and it's non-rechargeable, well, your battery is going to stop working within a year or two. And I've seen that happen before. So I like to, for my patients, offer them the rechargeable version only because it's just one less surgery they have to worry about down the road, and it's a little longer lasting shelf life on that.
James, James Clark, our patient here, are you using the rechargeable spinal cord stimulation?
Yes, I am.
Has that been effective and easy for you to use as far as normal day-to-day routine?
Yes, it is. There is a charger that is placed on my back right where the implant is, and I just have to sit there and let it do its thing, and it's recharged, and there's nothing unusual or uncomfortable about it, so I don't have a problem with it at all.
And this is a question for both of you. What does the initial recovery period look like when, we'll start with Dr. Syed, after you go through this procedure, you get it implanted, is there any physical restrictions, and, you know, how long do you have to take before this actually starts being effective?
That's a very, very good question. It depends on how it's placed. So what I've been talking about is the what's called percutaneous or the minimally invasive one. And that one, we suture it to the body. So we hopefully, we hope that it doesn't move as much. And so because of that reason, we make sure people have about a downtime of a week where they're not moving much. And then for the next 4 to 6 weeks, we really limit the body's twisting, reaching above your head, contorting your body, reaching down without utilizing your knees. That's the minimally invasive way. Now, there's another way this can be placed, and that's usually done by spine surgeons, where they actually attach it and suture it directly to the spinal cord themselves. And that's a little more involved surgery, and I don't do that. And that has a longer 3 to 4 month recovery period. But the way I do it, and a lot of my partner and colleagues do it, I would say an average 6 to 8 weeks of downtime. But as the weeks progress and this thing scars down, we increase the activity, and by 8 to 12 weeks, people are able to go hiking, go swimming, go running, whatever they want to do.
There's a little bit of initial recovery period. And James, when did you start seeing results? Was this through that area, or was this after that initial recovery period? When did you start seeing results with the product?
Honestly, I felt the result walking out of the hospital after the insertion. Again, I was just amazed at the how well it worked immediately and relieving my pain almost 100%.
That's fascinating. It's amazing what technology and science and medical procedures can do for people. Very exciting. We're talking about spinal cord stimulation today on the Grill Nation show. The website you can look to for more information, which is a very good website, full of really easy to understand information for those of you that maybe aren't medically inclined, is pain.com, PAIN.com. We'll be right back for our final segment of today's show. Again, this is Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on the Grill Nation show.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, baby.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, baby.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, baby.
Can't help it.
First time that I saw your eyes. Boy, you look
twice. If I lay here, if I just lay here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today again on radio if you're listening to KMBZ 980 AM or on podcast at Apple or Spotify or on our website, grillnationshow.com. I appreciate everyone for connecting with me as well on social, at Jason Grill on Twitter, and then just search for Jason Grill on other social media platforms or at Grill Nation Show. We are having a great show today again, and I will mention that we are also up on YouTube now, so check out our YouTube channel. Dr. Saad is our guest. He is a pain management specialist who treats patients who suffer from chronic pain and have not found relief from other modalities of treatment. He, again, specializes in acute and chronic pain management. We're talking about the procedure, the spinal cord stimulation. The website to learn more about that is pain.com. Doctor's patient James Clark is also with us today. He's been through the procedure for spinal cord stimulation and seems to have really been a life changer for him. And we'll talk more about that in this final segment. First off, doctor, how has this spinal cord stimulation really kind of changed your medical practice? I imagine it's changed it a lot for the better when you have patients like James who are so optimistic about the treatment.
I think it's really changed when we offer this technology to the patient. You know, back when it was still not a guaranteed success, where the efficacy was still, the jury was still out there. Over the last few years, the more we do this, the more the technology shifts, you know, the more sooner I offer it to patients. So, for example, you know, in the ideal situation, if a patient comes in and we do a cortisone injection and they're usually good to go, then, hey, we'll take it, you know. But those patients that it doesn't work that well, or they've had multiple back surgeries and they just don't want to be on medications, and we don't want to be on the medication, especially with the opioid epidemic and pandemic that's happening, I just offer it much sooner because I know how life-changing it can be. So I would say it's definitely made an impact on my practice personally.
That's awesome. James Clark is your patient. I want to learn, James, from you now. I know you've talked about how you loved it. You walked out of the office. You already felt something. What has it changed in your life? And what are some of the things now that maybe you haven't done in a while that you're able to do now and you're excited about doing more looking forward?
I've had pain most of my life. I'm 79 years old, and I didn't think anything would ever repair my back. I know I had a herniated disc and whatever other complications, but I can tell you that with Dr. Saad, I have found new life. I feel so much younger, and I won't say that I'm bouncing off the walls, because I'm not. I have other issues, but as far as the back pain, I no longer have it. I really, really do endorse the implant situation, and the stimulation is just wonderful. I have control of it whenever I need it, and it works all over my body.
When did you have this implanted again? How long ago?
I've had it in about 3 months, four
oh
months.
My gosh. Wow. Okay, so it's very recent then.
Yes.
Well, that's a positive. Doctor, is that unique to James, or is that something that 3 months in, why James said he might not be bouncing off the walls yet, but it sounds like he might be because he's so positive. What is the typical results? Is that normal?
Yeah, that's definitely normal now. It's like I said, with depending on which manufacturer you use, the technology is a little bit different. But what I found with Boston Scientific, and my partner can attest to that, is that patients just get that immediate benefit. And I'll talk a little bit more here in a minute about this new emerging technology that they have. But yeah, I think this typical result where people really 50% at minimum, if not more, of relief of their regular pain.
You've been, you mentioned Boston Scientific. They do different events. I know you're engaged with thought leadership, explaining what's going on in the medical profession, integrating with them. Are you engaged in kind of those types of speeches and really kind of education and advocacy?
Yeah, certainly. With medicine, you know, there's so much that we can make an impact on patients. And when I see something that such life changing and life altering, I really, really stand behind it 100%. And the new technology that Boston Scientific is releasing is their WaveWriter Alpha, which basically is a new battery that is fully MRI compatible. So people who need to have frequent MRIs and couldn't get this technology placed because of the need for MRIs, well, it's there now. And then on top of that, they have this new software update technology that really is without getting too much into the science behind it, it really works even better than what it's working now. So, you know, if people were on a scale of 1 to 10, their pain was like a 7 or 8, they literally walk, you know, with 2 out of 10 pain, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So there's continuing updates of this happening. And I mean, in your world, I feel like you've got to be kind of, you know, working with someone like Boston Scientific or people that really are doing the technology innovation, you have to really kind of be on top of these things, because if you're not, you're in the past, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's, like I said, there's different vendors, different manufacturers, and if they're not doing the research or they're not catching up with the times, then people cease to use their products, only because, you know, my loyalty is to my patients. I care about my patients. And so I will do whatever I can to help them, and I will utilize the best product for them. And so that's why, as of now, I'm using Boston Scientific, because it's really made a big difference.
Dr. Saad Said is our guest. He's a pain management specialist. He's at Olathe Health. Their website is olathehealth.org. He's also Boston Scientific connected us to him. Their website is pain.com. You can learn more about spinal cord stimulation, SCS. And we know it's been very, very successful for James Clark. What is one word in your mind to describe SCS, and what would that word be, and why would you place that one word on it? If you were to pick out one word that really kind of defines what this spinal cord stimulation is, doctor, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. I don't think you can really use one word, but if I had to, I'm going to cheat and use hyphenated, life-changing.
Okay.
Yeah, life changing. Like, and that's what my patients say.
Well, let's see, James, what do you think? What's one word you think James Clark, as a patient who's used this, that you would pick out of all the words in the dictionary to describe spinal cord stimulation for you?
Wonderful, as well as life changing. But I can't really come up with an entire single word, because it just spread over a whole bunch of words. They're all good words.
Those are all positive words. I like wonderful. We'll go with wonderful. And I also like life-changing. We'll count that as one word, doctor. Doctor, how do people get connected to you, or how do they learn more about SCS? I know the website pain.com, and you're in Olathe Health, but if they want to continue to learn more about these types of procedures and technologies, what would be your best advice?
You know, the pain.com and Boston Scientific have done a really good job of putting together what's events. And so if they go to that website or they call my office and have a consultation with me, we can always talk, you know, about to see if they're a good candidate for this, you know, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of times patients have a lot of roadblocks, whether it's financial or insurance roadblocks. And so I think they should definitely have their regular doctor contact me, and I'm happy to kind of sit with them and discuss to see if they would be a candidate for this.
Very good. Dr. Saad Said, that is S-A-A-D, last name S-Y-E-D, medical doctor specializing in chronic and acute pain management, working with Boston Scientific and what they do with spinal cord stimulation. Their website, again, is pain.com. And really appreciate James Clark, who's a patient, for putting himself out there and coming on the show today to talk about all the process and what it's done for his life. I want to thank both of you and Boston Scientific for joining me today on the Grill Nation show.
Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it.
Very much.
Thank you both so very much. And I appreciate it. Your candor, your openness, and your preparation on today's show. Thanks for everyone for listening. Again, connect with us online at grillnationshow.com, or you can listen to any of our shows on podcast on Apple or Spotify. I appreciate you joining us again today. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.